Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You are listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 KGMZ San Francisco, your radio home for every single Warrior playoff game. We are very happy to welcome in Warrior center JaVale McGee here to 95.7 The Game. JaVale, congrats on the Game 2 win last night. Pretty good home court advantage. That guy you brought off the bench, not too shabby.
Yeah, definitely. We had a good game last night, and I mean, it was exciting, and the fact that Steph got to come back is even a plus. So having him back, you saw it was a whole different level that we can take it.
You see number 30 on the floor, it feels like it just, it affects the team, it affects the crowd, it affects the opponent. He is really something else, and no rust on him. That first shot he took, that was like mid-season form Steph.
Exactly. I've seen behind the scenes. He's been working hard, staying in shape, making sure he kept his shot even through the injury. So definitely kudos to him because he stayed ready. And when he came, it's like he never left.
JaVale McGee here on 95.7 The Game. It's a pleasure to have you on, JaVale. Thanks so much for joining us today. Really appreciate it, man. Thank you for joining us. We know that you got your Jug Life charity softball game coming up. That was a very good time. I know it was just the fourth year in a row that you've been doing this.
Yeah, it's the fourth year. I'm glad that we kept it going. We were able to build water wells in Uganda, and that's really the main point of the whole charity. So it's just a blessing to be able to do it and to be on the Warriors and have all these great players and great stars to be able to come out.
Look, I'm a radio guy. I'm a marketing guy. You know, I do commercials. I love a well-worded jingle or something like that. Who came up with Jug Life? That's like one of the best charity names I've heard of in a really long time. Jug Life is fantastic.
I came up with it myself. I designed the logo and everything. I don't know. It was just when I was in Denver, I was drinking a lot of water. And then I read you're supposed to drink a gallon of water a day. So I started drinking a gallon of water a day, and I would always have a jug with me. So, and, you know, just being around the culture, I guess, I came up with Jug Life, and it stuck.
I like it. Does the fanny pack tie in any way? Maybe you can put a fanny pack around the jug.
See, that would be the special edition Jug Life jugs that we have.
Next level stuff. We got JaVale McGee joining us here on the Damon Bruce Show. You know, you mentioned all the way back to Denver. Your evolution of a play as a player is just, it's fascinating, man. Your career has seen it all. You really have. You have seen the highest of the highs. Your lows have been fodder for TV jokes and whatnot. How do you feel about your critics now, JaVale? Do you feel vindicated as a player? Is there still some bitterness over the way you were treated at the beginning of your career? Did all that roll off your back and you never really paid much attention to it at all?
No, me personally, I'm a stay in the present type person. So I worry about what I can affect now and how my life is going to look forward rather than how it was in the past, I guess. So I really just try to stay positive and do it. Just know personally, I worked as hard as I could to do what I need to do to be successful. I need to do, and that's all I can really do.
JaVale, Steve popped you into the starting lineup for like the last third of this season. Was that an opportunity that you had been relishing all year long, just patiently waiting for it? Did you lobby for it at all? I heard that Draymond Green did some lobbying on your behalf.
I mean, of course I wanted to start from the beginning of the season, but my time hadn't come yet, so I just stayed patient, and it came around. So it was just like another sign of working hard really pays off and caring.
And it looks like Coach Kerr, obviously, you know, he had a different idea to start these games here against the Pelicans with a small lineup. Does he talk to you about that before the series starts? Is it a game-by-game conversation, or is it sort of like, this is how we're going to play the opening moments of at least the first four games of this series?
Coach Kerr is extremely transparent, so when he makes those decisions, at least the next day, he communicates it with the players. So, yeah, he told me I wasn't going to start. He was going to start Nick before the series even started. And I was okay with that because what the final thing is that we win a championship and win as many games as fast as possible.
You know, you look at the decision to bring Steph Curry off the bench last night. I don't know if there's ever been a two-time MVP who came off the bench in a playoff game in NBA history. I certainly don't think, you know, Carmelo Anthony would be willing to do it. His exit interview in Denver was all about how he'll never go to the bench. And then you have Steph, who just does it without even blinking. I mean, it is a very egoless, superstar-driven team that you're on here.
Oh, man, definitely. You know, Steph, he's the nicest guy in the NBA, personally, to me, I feel like. So he's such a positive person, and he just knows what he has to do and what he can do. So it's just like a humble brag. Like, yeah, I'll come off the bench and score 25 or 27 in 25 minutes.
JaVale McGee joining us here. Any more playoff parking lot chronicles coming up?
Oh, no playoff parking lot chronicles. Really wanted to focus on the playoffs and not really seem like it's a distraction during the playoffs, you know.
I don't want to be accused of saying anything that jinxed the process, but what about like a parade chronicles in a couple weeks from now?
You might have just sparked the idea.
Well, hey, 2% finder's fee is all I ask, JaVale, for all my ideas.
Oh, man, we on radio, too, so it's being recorded. Oh, everyone's hearing it.
I'll tell you what, give me a walk-on appearance, and that's all I ask for. You'll never owe me a dime. Just give me a walk-on appearance. You, cool. Me, and KD, one show.
I'm gonna say I owe this guy a favor. That's why he's on the show.
I'll take it. Absolutely. I'll go along with it. I really will. I got to ask you about your recording career, man. You're producing tracks now. Should I call you Pierre the rest of this interview?
You might as well call me Pierre by the rest of the interview. I definitely just came out with my album April 13th, 16 tracks, various artists, Risa Flair, Neff DeFerro, IMC. So it's really, I feel like it's a nice album, and you guys can go listen. It's on everything, Spotify, Pierre by Pierre. It's on Apple Music. It's on all the listening streaming platforms.
So does Pierre have more opportunity because he knows JaVale McGee, or do people look at Pierre and think, well, the only reason why we hear about Pierre is because he knows JaVale McGee? Is it easier to be drifting into the world of music as an athlete, or would you rather have no one know you're an athlete and just judge you for the music itself?
I mean, it's definitely easier to do it as an athlete just because you get meet certain people and be in certain situations that just a regular Joe Schmo probably wouldn't be in. So you definitely have to leverage your celebrity to gain another celebrity or gain a respect in a different artistry. So it's definitely something that we use, but I mean, the music speaks for itself, and you have to have the product if you're gonna, you know, keep requesting people to be on your songs.
Absolutely, you can't slang without product. We know the rules. We understand. We understand how this goes. And by the way, happy birthday! This guy some beat, man. I like it very much. So Jug Life is coming around on June 23rd. Who have you got committed to come out and joining you?
I got most of the Warriors. It's probably, I think, the only person who definitely said no was Clay, because he had to be in China for his shoe contract.
Oh, so he told you, no, no!
He begged me, could he come, though? And I was like, no, you go get that money in China, Clay.
I need to see more video of him doing spin moves in the DJ booth.
Exactly. That's what I'm talking about. But, yeah, definitely. a whole bunch of celebrities are coming. And we're going to announce that in the weeks to come. So I guess it's more of a build-up to the game. So,
well, if anyone wants to go ahead and get tickets to come out and see this very cool charity event that JaVale runs, you can go to juglifewater.com. Ticket prices start around $30, and it is a fun time out. A lot of celebrities, musical performances, and I'm sure there'll be a lot of Pierre bumping on the sound system over at the Coliseum. JaVale, thank you for joining us. Really appreciate it. Good luck to you in Game 3, to you and all of your teammates, and let's go ahead and get past the Pelicans as fast as possible. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
good to talk to you. There he is. JaVale McGee. Pierre. Jug Life. Got to do what you got to do.
He does do a lot of that, too, because he's from Michigan. He sends, you know, the whole water issue they've had there with the lead in the water at school.
Oh, so Flint, Michigan?
Does,
yeah.
Yeah, he does. A lot of his charity goes towards that as well, and that's for kids and
I'm telling
their
you,
future. So it's very cool what he's doing.
Yeah, if you think that clean drinking water is like a third world country issue only, sadly, we have proven that not true. Flint, Michigan's got lead in their water like it's pencils. It's just, it's disgusting what's happened.
I spent 30 minutes with his mom. She's going to be on my Mother's Day special next week.
Oh, very so, nice.
Pamela McGee. She had some fun stories about JaVale.
30 minutes with her?
Yeah.
Like in person or
in
were you on the phone?
She came in studio and we hung out and chatted for 30 minutes. So,
is it a tall woman? Normal size woman?
Incredibly tall.
Incredibly tall woman.
Crazy tall. She's very cool, though. Very passionate about her kids.
Well, she should be. You got to be proud as hell to have a son in the NBA.
And daughter in the WNBA.
Very good. Yeah. Jeez.
Successful family.
That's some pretty good DNA.
Yep.
Hey, 95.7 The Game in Alaska Airlines presents the 2018 playoff flyaway. We're going to be sending one winner and a guest to New Orleans to see KD and the Dubs on the road in game four. You can tune in today and tomorrow at 8, 1, and 5 o'clock for a chance to qualify. It's the 2018 playoff flyaway presented by Alaska Airlines with nonstop flights to over 40 destinations out of the Bay Area. You can visit them today at alaskaair.com. For complete rules, for more information, you can visit 957thegame.com. We've been in full warrior mode since the show started at 3 o'clock, and rightfully so. Last night's game was tremendous. The return of Steph Curry was highly anticipated, and it was fantastic. We'll mention what the LeBron Cavaliers did last night when we come on back, and we'll tell you who's out there on the NBA dance card this evening. But there's another team, there's another dance card that I'm very interested in this evening as well.
Dance boy!
We'll talk about that next on 95.7 The Game.
Now back to the Damon Bruce Show on 95.7 The Game.
We got much more NBA coming up. Bottom of the hour, Mark Spears is going to join us talking about these playoffs. Very entertaining. Good stuff. Hopefully, we are very entertained tonight by the San Jose Sharks.
That's fine.
Tonight's a night. Tonight is the night the Sharks will either remain in this series or put themselves on the brink of being eliminated. Like, this is the whole game. This is the whole series right here. They either climb back into it 2-2, or it's 3-1 Vegas going back to Vegas for Game 5. And as we mentioned yesterday, Gianna, historically,
that's fine.
That is not where the Sharks want to be. They've not fared well in 3-1 holes. Historically, teams do not fare well in 3-1 holes. You do not want that. You don't want that at all. So go Sharks. Tonight's the night. Got to get a win. Got to get a win on their home ice tonight. We will be watching the bandwagon. Should they win,
that's fine.
We'll be on full display tomorrow.
We'll be all over it.
If they lose, we're going to have to distance ourselves.
Is that so?
We're going to have to slowly distance ourselves.
I'm not ready for it to be over.
I don't want it to be over. No, I am enjoying this playoff hockey way too much to not have a dog in the fight. I really want the Sharks to advance, survive, and advance. Pull me through. I'm not going to get behind Predators games. I don't care if they're chugging beers through Catfish or not, which I know you thought was a great idea.
Oh, yeah. I think I'll try that next.
Fleury's been awesome. They just got to get one past him early tonight. Early goal goes a long way for Sharkies tonight. Kevin Durant, you know, he didn't erupt. Didn't have one of those monsters last night, but he was good enough, and he made the big shots when he needed to. You know, it's not necessarily what you got. It's when you give it. And he didn't give it very early, but when he did give it, it happened at important parts of the game, late in the game. Separation, yeah, Kevin Durant will give you that when you need it.
Iguodala, pump fake, Davis is there, feeds Draymond, one dribble back to KD, who floats out for three, and he knocked it down.
That's his biggest shot of the night. Double-digit lead again. Great ball movement.
Indeed it was. It was a nice moment. Had to have it right there. Kevin Durant, he talked about the slow start and then turning it on when he needed to.
I settled down. I was rushing in the first half, first three quarters, rushing my shots. I'm more of a setup shop type of guy. Just figure stuff out, see the floor, and just then operate. And I was rushing a little bit too much. Then I missed a few trying to find it, so quickly, shoot a quick three or, not be disciplined on my fundamentals on my shot. But I just tried to slow down in the fourth. My teammates did a good job of, slowing the pace for me and finding me in the post and moving off the ball as well to give me some space to work. And I was able to knock some shots down.
Yeah, he's usually able to knock some shots down. Knocked him down when he needed to. It was a big win, a good win. We'll see what the Warriors got. Friday, game three. And by the way, we are going to say hello to Steve Kerr at 5 o'clock here on 95.7 The Game. Warriors head coach is stopping on by. We're about 8 minutes away from saying hello to our pal, Mark Spears. He is coming up. Bad news for the Giants. There's just no other way to say it. I don't care. They won today. Is that game over?
Yes.
They did. What was it? 9-4 today. So is that another series win? That's 2 out of 3 against the Padres?
Yes.
Four series in a row? My God, I didn't know they had it in them. But there is a reason why we can't have nice things. And that reason is the disabled list, and there's just way too many guys on it. And what do you know? It looks like Johnny Cueto is now on it. Cueto on the 10-day DL with right elbow inflammation, and they wish it was just that simple. He missed time earlier this year with a sprained ankle, obviously. He's been stellar. He's 3-0 with a 0.84 ERA. Now he's going to have two or three outside opinions on that elbow. It might just be rest. It might just be Dr. James Andrews. Three scariest words in sports. Three scariest words in sports are Dr. James Andrews. You do not want to hear those three words when talking about any of your favorite players or pitchers.
No, no.
Thank you, Clay Thompson. You're right about that.
No, no.
You do not want that. Madison Bumgarner, by the way, has been cleared to begin throwing. He continues to recover from his fractured pitching hand that he suffered all the way back in March. But again, Dr. James Andrews will have an appointment with Johnny Cueto. Will Smith returned. By the way, I believe he saw Dr. James Andrews full year back. Will Smith back. Did he pitch today or did he just get back in there today? He did get in there. Oh, two strikeouts. Thank you, Albie. Albie all over developing baseball afternoon. He had Nolan Arenado at Wrigley today, and Nolan Arenado had himself an afternoon. Albie's very happy.
All smiles from Albie for that one.
Might be the fact that he's off to yet another Mexican vacation. He's at that age. It's the same thing happened to me when I was in my early 30s, Gianna. All my friends got married.
Yeah.
Now I'm in my early 40s, so all my friends are getting married again.
Oh, wow.
There's a lot of second marriages. I'm not going to second marriages. I'm not interested in your second marriage.
Too much work.
Tell your trophy wife I said hello. Bet she's hot.
So yeah, it's bachelor parties, weddings, all of that in that era, that early 30s. And then it goes to baby showers, and it's joint baby showers, and then second weddings.
I didn't take a single vacation for myself in my early 30s. It was all to attend the weddings and parties that my friends were throwing for their nuptials and bachelor parties. And Albie is in the same life loop right now. He is jet-setting off. It's like every 3 weeks, Albie goes somewhere phenomenal.
Mexico this time.
It's like Acapulco. He's going to Portugal. He's going back to Mexico.
Punta Cana.
The French Riviera. God, I mean, this guy's skiing in the Swiss Alps.
Breckenridge, Colorado.
Breckenridge, Colorado for
that's
skinny
good.
Skiing.
Yeah, well,
come on.
That could be worse.
It's amazing. I mean, he goes to Colombia, gets the uncut Colombian, and just parties through the whole week. I know this guy. How about my producer, and you got to respect this. My producer lives that jet set lifestyle on a radio producer salary. That's amazing.
How does that happen?
Oh, I'm not getting paid that jet set lifestyle. Trust me.
No, but you still make it happen. And that's what we say. We respect the hell out of it.
It's rough. Life's rough right now.
Oh, but you're about to go to Mexico for a week. So I don't know about that.
Yeah. You know how much? I mean, you just can't fly first class as often as you want to on 19.5 a year. You really can't.
I don't even want to go there. Let's not go down that road.
All right.
You're making me feel terrible about myself.
No, you shouldn't. Go and have a good time.
I love
time.
My life. Life's good.
You should love your life. I'm going to tell you right now, none of the money that you're making will ever be missed if you spend it all right now. It's all pretend. You get support system. You got a girlfriend. You got parents who love you. You're not going to be one of those like Albie. He went to too many bachelor parties and he ended up in a refrigerator box under the freeway. You're not going to be one of those guys.
It's not going to happen.
Words of wisdom from Damon Bruce.
Yeah.
Seriously.
I mean, I'm going to tell you right now, Jillian and I, we got a little extra room. We got a little space in the backyard. You and Jane, if things go wrong.
Oh, yeah. I'm camping out.
Absolutely.
See, you're covered.
I know there's a little housewarming thing going on there.
There will be.
Yes. Soon. Very soon. We're very excited. That's what I have going on that day. I swear to God, I was trying to figure out what I had going on that day. Thank you, Albie.
Oh, there you go.
Putting in the calendar right now.
Jet setting social life calendar.
Mm-hmm.
Done and done.
I hope you guys don't miss me too much. It's only going to be 9 days. So.
Yeah, you're gone for 9 days.
I know.
I mean, at least it's not the NBA playoffs.
Hey, it's the second round. The NBA playoffs don't start for Golden State until the finals.
You're right. So. You're right about that. Look at it this way. I went to Europe during the NBA playoffs, and I got engaged.
That's right.
Was that during the playoffs?
Yeah. That was when Curry.
Early, though.
I did an interview in the New York Times about Steph Curry getting hurt in Houston from an Airbnb in Paris, France.
No way. Look at you. Still working.
He's always working.
Yeah, and you just happened to get a stroke on NFL draft day, huh?
Yeah, just say.
Hey, knock on wood. Nothing's happened yet.
No,
we're good.
That's why Derek put it through the truth machine. Derek Papa was first onto what I've been hiding this entire time. All the PSAs that I've recorded. It's an illusion. I went to Cancun.
It's all a farce.
I went to a bachelor party with Albie. Told everyone I had a stroke.
Well, that's possible.
So, Giants lose last night. They come back. They win today. We are going to get ourselves off the air at about 6:15 this afternoon. A's baseball is going to be coming up. Little dugout show from up in Seattle. We had Barry Bonds last night bowing down to Steph Curry. It's like, you ever see two goats fight on a mountainside? You get two goats and they just start ramming each other's head. Two goats facing each other. Well, that's basically that moment was. You had Bonds hugging and kissing Curry on the court following the win last night. David Aldridge, who has been around sports long enough to recognize Barry Bonds, I would think. I don't think he recognized Barry Bonds because David Aldridge had the get this freaking guy out of my camera shot. Written all over his face. David Aldridge was not having that on-court hug of greatness. He was not enjoying it. Saw nothing cute about it. Get out of DA's way. There's some serious Bay Area clout, though, right there. Barry Bonds, Steph Curry. Need to lighten up a little, David. Let the Bay have its space.
And we don't know what they said to each other, right? Because it's just... I would like to know what Barry Bonds was telling Steph Curry.
Just a lot of love.
Right.
Just a lot of love. He's probably
it's a very cool photo.
He's probably like, how'd you get back so fast? Flaxseed oil? It's amazing. It's amazing what flaxseed oil can do to a guy's career. See, we still got flaxseed oil jokes for Barry. It's bad. By the way, I still want to sell my idea. We already, I believe, sold one idea. Playoff Parking Lot Chronicles to JaVale McGee at 4 o'clock. The other idea I'd like to sell, and I'm just looking for a 2% finder's fee. That's it. Normally, the finder's fee can run up to 5%. I'm going for just 2%, Gianna.
It's a bargain.
Very, very much a deal waiting to be taken advantage of. Give me Draymond Green mic'd up, unedited on pay-per-view, please. I honestly can't take listening to Chris Webber for another 2.5 rounds of playoffs. Chris Webber's not going to be the number one crew. Like Chris Webber's not going to be doing the finals or anything. No, the finals will go back to ABC. That'll be the Mike Breen crew. Thank goodness. Because look, I really can't take that much more of Chris Webber. I know Mark Spears would be all over this idea. Think about it. The NBA is interested in a new generation of NBA customers coming in for micro subscriptions, pay 99 cents here, 99 cents there for a quarter. How about a micro subscription, 99 cents per regular season game and $2.99 per playoff game, unedited, rated R, mic'd up Draymond Green. Both Draymond Green and Rajon Rondo were mic'd up last night. Whatever they were saying to each other at the end of that half, TNT's got it. Please release that audio. I am interested in it. Always interested to talk to our next guest. He is one of the best. This man is walking around on one leg these days. He is hobbling around. He's on crutches. He's not going to let it slow him down. He is a senior writer for ESPN's The Undefeated. Mark Spears joining us here. All Warrior interviews brought to you by JBL, the official sound of the Warriors. Mark, good to have you. And it was very good to have Steph Curry back last night. Bad news for the rest of the NBA. This team is back. The band's back together, Mark.
Man, what is about that energy, man? It's just amazing that this team that has three other all-stars who are all great in their own right, they still don't have the cachet and the swag and the excitement that Steph brings. It's just, and his stardom just exudes to the rest of the team and gets them to play on a different level. And you know, if he doesn't return, I think the Warriors lose. I just kind of felt all along that there was going to be a lack of focus in game two after beating up on the Pelicans so much in game one. And, you know, I really believe that Curry and his return great performance is what got them over the hump against New Orleans.
What'd you think about bringing him off the bench? I didn't expect it. I was surprised by it because you're basically telling me you want more Nick Young. Is that really the prescription that you're rolling out here? But it worked out. And I'll tell you, Draymond Green, he set it up. Steve Curry did in his pregame quotes, too. They were expecting a different animal in game two, and they got it.
Yeah. Well, I think those days of coming off the bench in this season are over for Steph.
Yeah.
I'd be stunned if he doesn't start in game three in New Orleans. And I think he'd be pretty as even keeled and nice a guy as he is. That could change if he doesn't start in the next one. So I certainly expect that. You know, New Orleans season's on the line on Saturday. They have to win, or Friday night. They have to win. And, you know, I think the Warriors have to kind of have the same focus they did against the Spurs. Go on and get that game three. And, you know, as much pride as the Spurs have, would you say that if the Pelicans were down 3-0 that they would fight as hard? I don't know.
I don't know. I don't know if they got that in them.
Yeah. So, I mean, to me, this game is three is extremely important for the Warriors because if you look on the other side, with no Rubio playing for the Utah Jazz, Houston's going to sweep them. Like, yeah. I wouldn't be surprised if they swept them, if they got that over quick. So, you know, the Warriors need to get done quick, too, so they could get their rest as well.
By the way, we're about a half an hour away from Rockets and Jazz tipping off game two of that West Semis is in Houston tonight. We've got senior writer for ESPN's The Undefeated, Mark Spears, with us here on 95.7 The Game. Do you like my Draymond pay-per-view mic'd up idea? Wouldn't you pay about $145 a year to hear that guy mic'd up for about 90 games a season?
It's coming, man. It's got to come, right?
It has to. It's the next level of broadcasting.
Now they're cursing on cable television shows like it ain't nothing. Like, give the consumer a choice, right?
Hell yeah. You know, you can put parental restrictions on it if you want. I mean, that's fine. There's all sorts of naughty words being said.
You know what the thing is? That there's going to be some words that even on cable or something that somebody says is going to kill them.
Yeah.
We literally heard everything them guys say to each other. It probably wouldn't go off well. I did see something that you might find interesting today, and I retweeted it, a ref cam.
A ref cam?
I thought was kind of interesting. Ooh. A ref cam.
Okay. Yeah, sure. If you want to put a GoPro on a referee's head, that's fine by me.
No, it looked like a necklace. Okay. Like a necklace that they wear. And so you get some views like in the middle of the court, some three-point range, some really interesting views. That they're experimenting with in the Turkish League, and I could see the NBA trying to you know, give the referees one more thing to do and give that to them as well.
I'll tell you what, I'd rather pay attention to a whole bunch of salty lip service between two guys who know how to talk on-court smack to each other than hear another word about Drake yelling at someone courtside at a Raptors game. Are you kidding me? He's like,
hey,
he's like Spike Lee without any of the cachet.
Well, I'm going to tell you this. I covered Perk for two seasons. He ain't no punk now.
No.
And that ain't over, but it's easy to be a tough guy when your bodyguard's standing next to you.
Yes.
Or when you're in your hometown, when you're in your hood. Perk is kind of like Oakley. He's not going to forget. There's going to be a time when them two are going to be in the club, and Drake's going to think everything's cool and dandy and everything, and Perk is going to take care of that. I'm sure that's not over with, and for Drake to, like, prolong it, and I hear perhaps bring it over towards the locker room and make a big deal with that guy, I'm not calling it a death sentence, but it's a pain sentence coming.
An awful lot of pain. I mean, compared to Kendrick Perkins, Drake is a fruit roll-up. You got to be kidding me. So let's talk about the Golden State Warriors, who've got an angry Draymond Green, whose blood stays way up after the game is over. He heard what Barkley said, and Barkley's already apologized. But this was Draymond Green's response to Charles Barkley's comments about wanting to punch Draymond Green, and Draymond wasn't having it.
A lot of guys talk on TV, stand behind a microphone and a TV screen. Fact of the matter is, if you feel that strongly about something, he's seen me a million times. If he feel that strongly about it, then punch me in my face when you see me. If you're not going to punch me in my face when you see me, then shut up. It's no different than somebody sitting behind a computer screen tweeting, I'll knock you out and you never see him in life. Well, he's seen me a bunch of times, and he'll see me again this year. Punch me in the face when you see me, or if not, no one cares what you would have done. You old, and it is what it is. So if you ain't going to punch me when you see me, then stop talking about it. Period. Drop
the mic. He says drop the mic, and then he dropped the mic. It was fantastic. I know you were there. I know you saw the whole thing go down. So where do you think Chuck's coming from, and where do you think Draymond is coming from? Because he was not fooling around. He actually got pissed off about that.
Yeah, I mean, I know them both well, and I'm glad Chuck apologized today. I mean, he's a good dude. I think he gets emotional and says too much, and I'm sure that there was somebody from Turner that tapped him on the shoulder like, hey, you can't be threatening, beating up players. You know what I mean? I mean, it was a lot of emotion in the NBA yesterday. What's going on?
It was. I like it.
Yeah. It's like a WWE, you know? But what Draymond said is right. And Draymond's the best at holding somebody accountable and then giving them a little dig, like calling them old. Like just sliding into old and everything, you know? But without threatening them back. You know, just say, hey, I'm here. So one thing about Draymond, and I did a story earlier in this week, is he certainly is going to keep it entertaining. And I think we haven't seen anybody in the NBA like him who's entertaining and sells product or sells movies or whatever, commercials, since Dennis Rodman. You know, I'm talking about guys that all started, averages less than 15 points. We haven't seen anything like that since the Worm.
So how much of a luxury is it for Steve Kerr to have a two-time MVP that is just like, all right, you want me to come off the bench? I'm not going to say a peep about it, at least not tonight anyways. I'm cool with it. I mean, we saw Carmelo Anthony's exit interview in Oklahoma City where he was still having ultimatums that he would never even consider that. What a difference. And that's pretty much all you need to know about those two guys, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, known Melo a long time, and you got to keep in mind that when you get traded somewhere too. But that being said, I'm sure people in Oklahoma City are like, well, what about the betterment of the team and not you? I think I've told you this before. It's probably time. I don't think he should come off the bench. I think he should change position. I think he should play power forward. He's great in the post. He'd be real quick there, unstoppable, still strong.
He doesn't want that defensive assignment, though. He doesn't want to bang like that.
Well, I think it's time for him to adapt to that, because at this stage of his career, he has to change. I wish somebody asked him about changing positions, because the one thing I think that has hurt Melo's career. He's always fallen too in love with his jump shot. And there's so many other good skills, great skills to his game that he doesn't use enough.
He is one of the smoothest guys I've ever seen in person, but the fall off is real, and the come up for the Warriors seems to be real. The series shifts to New Orleans. Game three, a must win for the Pelicans. We'll see if the Warriors can go a long way to taking a step into the Western Conference Finals on Friday night. Mark, as always, man, thank you so much for joining us. Great to talk to you. By the way, I'm selling your Toronto stock right now.
Man. I'm a stick in there, man. I'm nervous about it. I'm nervous about it, but I'm a stick in there.
Okay, I'm going to put a hard sell on all of it. Thank you very much. Mark Spears here on 95.7 The Game. Great to talk to him, and we will have a hey, how are ya with Steve Kerr himself. He's going to join us at 5 o'clock. We're really looking forward to that conversation here on a Warriors Wednesday, driven by Porsche of Walnut Creek, a 2017 premier Porsche dealer, and by Friedman's Appliance, a trusted name in the Bay Area since 1922. We'll also be qualifying another listener for our flyaway giveaway coming up at 5 o'clock. That is going to happen. But next, it is 5 before 5 here on 95.7 The Game.
Some things you need to know. Some things you want to know. It's 5 before 5 on 95.7 The Game.
Welcome, welcome. It's good to have you here. Gianna, as always, it is good to be with you. I know you've been working on a 5 for 5 for us. So what have you got today?
Okay, let's get rolling, Damon. Steph returned, Draymond was incredible, and then Kevon Looney.
Number one.
Let's start there. It's been a carousel at center all season long for the Warriors. They've had JaVale, Azaza, Jordan Bell even. Lately, it seems like Kevon Looney's been stepping up. He's kind of been their go-to guy. The Warriors did not pick up Looney's option at the beginning of the season. So do you have concerns over the center position going forward?
No, because the center position going forward is going to be solved by, I hope, Damian Jones and Jordan Bell. Kevon Looney's been fantastic here, and I think the Warriors are going to go out of their way to try and re-sign him, but they have got their hands tied, obviously, with commitments to other all-stars that command huge dollar amounts. So I don't know if they can do it. I hope that they can do it. Steve Kerr believes in this player. He likes this player, and you should believe in and like this player, too. He is reborn. It's the year of Kevon Looney. Who would have ever thought?
So is he important to the Warriors' future then?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, well, how about this? He's an important player if he's here. If he has to go, they are NBA champs next year as well. I don't think they need Kevon to win a championship, but they need Kevon Looney right now to help them win this championship. I don't know about next year, and that's because of the... Yeah, he's like a Festus Ezeli. Like, it'd be great to see if this all worked out. If it doesn't, we can live.
All right, another Giant bites the dust.
Number two.
Giant starter Johnny Cueto placed on the 10-day DL with inflammation in his throwing elbow. Now he's going to get two or three outside opinions. We talked about this, including Dr. James Andrews.
Dr. James Andrews is among the initiated.
It's not what you want to hear. Cueto's second stint on the DL, by the way, this year. Earlier with a sprained ankle. So here are the players on the DL for the Giants. You've got Cueto, Panic, Bumgarner, Melanson, and Williamson. Is this the straw that broke the camel's back?
No, this isn't it, but another injury on top of this certainly could be. I mean, did McCutchen leave today with an elbow injury?
He did. He left the game earlier.
So, okay, how about this? If McCutchen, Longoria, and Posey all go down before Friday, yeah, that's it. Pack up the tent and go home. But, yeah, I mean, the Giants are on the brink. They're on the brink of teetering into, well, how are you supposed to do this in any realistic way? Honestly, fellas, be honest with yourselves. They can't afford another injury to another key player the whole rest of the way. And there's a whole lot of rest of the way in front of us.
McCutchen, elbow contusion, by the way.
Contusion.
Best pitcher down for the Giants, not including Pablo Sandoval, of course. All right, number three.
Number three.
By the way, did you see the meme that some Giants fans were passing around? It was Clayton Kershaw, career ERA, World Series titles, none. Next to a picture of Pablo Sandoval, career ERA, zero. World Series titles, three.
That's pretty fantastic. I love Twitter. Former San Francisco Niners safety Eric Reed has filed a collusion grievance against the NFL over his employment status. So a source tells ESPN that Reed is working with attorney Mark Garagos, which also happens to be Colin Kaepernick's attorney, who is also in a collusion grievance with the league. Here's what GM John Lynch had to say this morning. He was on with Joe Lowe and Dibs.
And we've been in touch with his agent, his representative throughout. And there's so many things that go into these free agency. And I think primarily Eric's a good guy. He was a good player for us, a good leader for us, and I just wish him well.
What do you think about this? What do you think about him filing grievance with the NFL?
All right, so I'm not a lawyer, and I don't know all the parameters here of filing a grievance and so on and so forth, but how can you prove that you were colluded against for the upcoming season when the upcoming season hasn't started without you yet? We are not, it's not next season in the NFL. We are not through week one yet. So don't tell me that he's not on a team yet, because we haven't put teams together all the way yet. Like, there is still time for Eric Reed to appear on an NFL team roster before opening day next year. Why is he suing now? And I'm just going to tell you, let's say I wanted a job at an intercom station. I didn't care which intercom city or station. I just wanted a job in an intercom station. By the way, did I mention I'm suing intercom?
So you think this will make it very difficult for Eric Reed to get a job in the NFL at this point, being in a legal matter now?
Gianna, the only thing I can tell you is that the person I'm definitely not hiring is the one who's got a pending, active, and open lawsuit against me. I would say that that person right now has a conflict of interest, which is going to prevent me from hiring them. And if your whole point is you're preventing me from getting a job, why would you make it even easier for the NFL to prevent? Look at it this way. Not hiring him now, it's the easiest choice the NFL can make. Who the hell is going to want to sign Eric Reed with an open lawsuit? Same thing goes for Colin Kaepernick. Maybe you have a point. My point is, you are not being colluded against until you have been colluded against and you miss next year. Next year hasn't even gotten here yet. It feels a little premature, the whole thing to me. I wouldn't let Eric Reed or Colin Kaepernick do any career planning for me or anyone I cared about. That's for sure.
Fair enough.
Number four.
Barkley said he wanted to punch Draymond in the face. Draymond responded after the game. We've all heard what he had to say. Barkley has now apologized. Okay, first of all, do you think he owed Draymond an apology?
Yeah, I think he did. I think that Chuck expected it to be a throwaway comment that just rolled right off the world's back. And sometimes those throwaway comments that you expect to roll off the back don't roll. And what did I tell you? Draymond did everything he needed to do to get Chuck in a little bit trouble with his own higher-ups. He called out the professionalism of TNT, and he went right after the CEO of TNT, a guy who, you know, he called out by name. And that got Charles Barkley's full attention, obviously. So Draymond, he's crazy like a fox, man. He knows how to get results.
So Chuck apologizes and said he shouldn't have said that on the air, but then he follows it up with he means it, though. He says, I meant what I said. I just shouldn't have said it on the air. Still, I mean, that's not really an apology at that point, is it?
Well, and then how about this? Doesn't Charles Barkley have to take a swing at Draymond Green the next time he's seeing him? I mean, isn't that what he's setting this up for? Is that what he really wants? Because I'm going to tell you right now, Charles Barkley in his prime, Draymond in his prime, there's a fight I'd be interested in. Charles Barkley at his age, Draymond in his prime, Chuck doesn't stand a chance. Not a chance. Not a chance.
I don't ever. Do you ever want to be on Draymond's bad side? Who would ever want to be in that position? Especially playoff Draymond.
No.
You don't want to be on his bad side.
No. No, absolutely not. And Charles Barkley was one of those guys. You didn't want to be on that guy's bad side either. But look, Charles is trying to serve two masters. He's trying to be a broadcaster who's got spicy things to say, but he also wants to be everyone's friend when the lights go down and they're in the club. And you can't have it both ways. Mm-hmm. And Chuck has had it both ways. He's had his cake. He's eaten it, too, for a really long time. And I think it's fantastic that Draymond called him out on it. I really do. Charles Barkley's gone so far out of his way to urinate verbally on the Golden State Warriors and their entire championship run that I think this was just one of those enough is enough moments. Don't do not. I'm just warning to everyone. I don't care if you were talking spicy about punching people in the face, if you got any plans to steal any jackets during road trips. If you're a member of the media right now and you chose now to mess with the Golden State Warriors, you have made a serious mistake.
Very bad idea.
The Golden State Warriors are frostier than a Marine on, you know, guard duty. They are just, they are looking for trouble. They are looking for fights. They are looking for perceived slights. They will take your molehill and they'll craft it into a mountain just because it'll make them angrier. Like, do not mess with the Golden State Warriors right now.
Can we get a little spicy? What athlete or coach or anyone would you punch in the face?
Oh, who would I punch in the face if I could punch anybody in the sports universe in the face?
Yes.
How about this? I'm going to pick on an old man who there's no way he could even fight back. And if you want to call in and say this is ageism, I'm going to tell you it's deeper than that. And like all great fights, this time it's personal. I'm hitting Bob Knight in the face.
Really?
Yeah, Bob, no one has ever, I have never gone to bat harder in my life for anyone who turned around and let me down more at the end of his, at his run than Bob Knight has. I used to carry water for Bob Knight everywhere.
It all goes back to IU.
And this SOB has turned into a cantankerous old man that literally has nothing positive to contribute in any conversation. Sports, politics, lifestyle, nothing. The guy drives me nuts. Absolutely nuts.
Okay.
Number five.
Here's this year's playoff slogans in the NBA. Tell me your thoughts. Boston, see us rise.
C.
As in the letter C.
Us rise. Okay, little corny, but I get it.
Philly unite. For the 76ers.
Philly unite. Oh, it's just, it sounds
cheesy, isn't it?
Yeah, it sounds like something that you'd yell in an episode of Voltron before they formed the monster, like, Philly unite! And it's just, no.
Cleveland, whatever it takes.
Shut up.
Toronto, I like this one. We the North.
I do like We the North.
I do like it too.
I've liked We the North for a couple of seasons now. How about this? That is so good that it has gone on a few seasons now. It's not like, oh, new year, we need a new slogan. We the North is what they've married themselves to. By the way, the North cannot get past the North Shore. Mm-mm. That is Cleveland, Ohio.
No.
I mean, that's just God almighty. The joke that I saw on Twitter was fantastic. Do you think LeBron James claims the Toronto Raptors on his tax returns? That's how much he owns them.
Portland, Rip City.
Yes, Rip City is ingrained with, yes, Rip City's phenomenal. I love the Rip City jersey.
Rockets rise, or I'm sorry, Rockets run as one.
No, it's corny.
It is, yeah.
Their new hashtag's about to be Houston, we have a problem.
What do you think about the Thunder? Rise and roar.
Rise and roar? For that team? Forget it.
Utah Jazz, take note.
See, no.
It's like kind of cute, though.
It should be Sister Wives.
No.
Hashtag Sister Wives.
That is kind of cute, though. I kind of like that one. All right. Milwaukee, Fear the Deer.
I do like Fear the Deer. Did you see the old Milwaukee Bucks ads from back in the day? Like, I'm talking way before internet time, like old. They used to have this plastic deer head that they would interject in, like, scenes. Like, be like a guy and his wife having dinner in a corner booth, and then all of a sudden this plastic deer head would come out of nowhere and like start leaning over her shoulder.
That's kind of awesome.
And then it'd be like, Fear the Deer.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
I would love to see those come back. All right, Pelicans, do it bigger.
No, Pelicans should be like, don't pee on Bourbon Street. It's the fastest way to get arrested.
We know the Warriors, strength in numbers. That's working.
That works, sure.
All right, last one, Pacers.
I would go with rising as one as well.
Last one, Pacers. They had no playoff slogan.
No, because you know what?
You'd still be in the fight.
But here's the deal. You got to respect that. The way that IU has no mascot.
Like, they don't have a mascot?
Indiana doesn't have a mascot. What's a Hoosier?
Oh, that's true. What is a Hoosier?
Right. There's no mascot. There's no, you know, it's like, we don't have a badger walking around wearing a turtleneck. We don't have a golden knight wearing a dress like a knight or anything like that. So, yeah, it's just very, it's very Indiana to be understated like that. Of course, the Pacers don't have a hashtag. Hashtags are for kids who are way too cool, and no one in Indiana even tries. By the way, it's great to be here. It's great to head into our 5 o'clock hour, which will have Steve Kerr.